You're telling me I can't rely on those TikTok videos for my health diagnosis?
I mean, they can be entertaining, but please do not rely on them for anything more than entertainment. And also limit that. Limit that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're coming across that too, Allie?
Oh, yes. All the time. We talk about mindless scrolling and how people just get, like, absorbed into their cell phones and they realize, like, a half an hour or 2 hours is gone. A lot of times working with kids, I'll have them check their social media use on like a daily or weekly basis to kind of realize how much time they're wasting on social media. And they understand, hey, you've wasted 4 hours a day on social media. Can we shift that to half? Spend 2 hours on social media and 2 hours on homework. Maybe that might get help you get caught up in school. Or do that, find 2 hours to do something more productive, just to better themselves.
Mm-hmm. And it's only going to get more challenging with summer coming and unstructured time.
Summer coming, I'm looking 20 years down the road. I don't see this situation reversing.
No.
It's just kind of snowballing.
It is.
Yeah. Well, it'll keep you busy, I suppose. All right. Well, I've been talking about some of the other departments. They've had a lot of new equipment coming in. I don't know if that applies to your department, but has anything like that come into your department?
We don't utilize much for equipment, but we have, how many of us? 7, 8 of us therapists went and got trained in EMDR. It is a therapy where it's focusing on trauma is like where it was created, but it can help other mental health diagnoses and reduce the symptoms, reduce the emotional reaction to the traumatic event or whatever it is that is leading to increased mental health symptoms.
Mm-hmm. It helps shift the brain from viewing the trauma or the situation, the way it's stored in the brain, to a more neutral or positive way. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool technique that uses some bilateral stimulation to help process the events that a lot of times people don't want to process or have so much fear or anxiety of like reliving the trauma that they went through.
And what's best is it's research-based. Mm-hmm. It's research-based therapy.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to add about something going on there in behavioral medicine?
So I would like to add that we do have 2 therapists who do teletherapy full time. So you can do therapy from the comfort of your home. The initial assessment has to be done on front of the screen so that they can see you and get to know you. Trisha Stone, she is the psychologist. And so she comes in person to do testing once a month, but all the rest of it is teletherapy. And then we have Sarita Tiza, who's a licensed clinical independent social worker, and she does teletherapy full-time. And what is great about her is she is bilingual, so she does therapy in either English or Spanish.
Okay. And the number for appointments?
Yes. It is 320-589-7625.
Very good. Well, those are therapists, Carla Sundheim and Allie Cusisto. Thank you so much for talking with us here on National Hospital Week at KMRS.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.